We are going to explore Jun Ho's captivating woodblock print titled Acacia Tree by the Lane. As we analyze this artwork, I invite you to closely observe its various visual components and consider how they come together to create a meaningful composition. Let's start by examining the visual elements of the print. Notice the dynamic interplay of colors and shapes that form the foundation of this piece. The flowing lines throughout the composition create a sense of movement, guiding your eye across the scene. These lines are expressive and gestural, suggesting energy and rhythm. As you look closely, think about how these lines invite you to explore different areas of the artwork. Do you find your gaze naturally following certain paths? In terms of shapes, the artwork predominantly features organic forms that represent the lush foliage and vegetation in the foreground. These shapes contribute to a sense of depth and dimension, making the scene feel more immersive. In contrast, geometric shapes, such as the horizontal bands of water and sky, balance the composition, adding visual interest. How do you think these contrasting shapes interact? Do they create harmony, or do they generate a sense of tension that captures your attention? Next, let's analyze the color palette. Jun Ho employs a vibrant and richly saturated array of colors, combining warm and cool tones to create an atmospheric quality. The deep blues, greens, and golden yellows work together harmoniously, drawing the viewer into the landscape. The high contrast between the warm colors of the sky and the cooler hues of the water creates a focal point that captures your eye. What feelings or thoughts do these colors evoke for you? Do they inspire a sense of calm, warmth, or perhaps nostalgia? Now, let's consider texture. While this is a print, the different techniques used in woodblock printing create a distinct surface quality. You can observe variations in texture that suggest the lushness of the foliage and the smoothness of the water. This tactile quality enhances the overall experience of the artwork. How does the texture influence your perception of the scene? Does it make the landscape feel more tangible and inviting? Moving on to the use of space, we can see how Jun Ho skillfully creates a sense of depth. The overlapping forms and changes in scale contribute to an illusion of three-dimensionality. The diagonal lines of the water and vegetation lead your gaze into the distance, inviting exploration. How does this spatial arrangement affect how you experience the artwork? Do you feel drawn into the scene, as if you could step into this tranquil landscape? Now that we've identified these elements of art, let's analyze how they are organized within the composition. The artwork demonstrates a strong sense of balance. You can see that the elements are arranged in a way that feels stable yet dynamic. This balance is more asymmetrical, as the central focus on the water is complemented by the surrounding vegetation, which frames and supports it. How does this balance affect your overall impression of the piece? Harmony is another important principle in this artwork. The recurring colors and shapes create a sense of cohesiveness, tying the entire composition together. Do you notice any patterns or repeated elements that contribute to this unity? The rhythmic flow of the foliage and the flowing lines work together to create a sense of movement and visual continuity. Contrast is also essential in this piece. The interplay of light and dark, as well as rough and smooth textures, adds visual interest and focus. For instance, the vibrant colors against more subdued tones create a striking visual experience. How does this contrast enhance your engagement with the artwork? Does it draw your attention to specific areas, emphasizing their importance? Let's also consider the scale and proportion of the elements. Notice how some shapes are larger, like the majestic acacia tree, while others are smaller, adding intricacy to the composition. This manipulation of size helps convey a sense of grandeur and intimacy within the landscape. How does this impact your perception of the scene? Do the varying sizes help you appreciate the beauty of both the larger forms and the finer details? In synthesis, the elements of art and principles of design in Acacia Tree by the Lane come together to convey a rich emotional experience. The vibrant colors, dynamic lines, and harmonious shapes evoke a deep connection to nature. The careful arrangement of these elements invites viewers to reflect on their relationship with the natural world. In conclusion, Jun Ho's mastery of woodblock printing results in a visually captivating and emotionally resonant landscape. This artwork encourages us to engage thoughtfully with nature, inviting us to pause and appreciate its beauty. As you leave today, I encourage you to think about how these elements and principles resonate with your own experiences and perceptions of both art and nature. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Acacia Tree by the Lane.